"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Yeah, sure is. Us. Hey, Mountain Lion in Brentwood, did you see it?
No, I know there are some.
No, there was one today. It was breaking news this morning on the local news channels. They had it kind of cornered.
Oh, there were helicopters going on for hours, not far from my house, to the north of me where the mountains are. I wondered what that was.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It depends. Oh, a nearby school had to be locked down. Officers were searching a golf course, and they locked down an elementary school, Gretna Greenway and San Vicente Boulevard, shortly after 10 a.m. I was just thinking, you know, maybe you wouldn't be there. You got gobbled, but you're there.
That's really close to me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
The Brentwood Country Club, that's what I heard them say. Near the Brentwood Country Club, right.
Oh, there was a mountain lion there?
Yeah, that's what they said. It's kind of unusual for it to come this far south out of the valley, because usually they're seen further up.
I pass by there every day.
They wanted to tranquilize it, Deborah Mark, but apparently it bolted. So
well, hopefully it's not going to hurt anybody, and nobody will hurt it, and it will find its way back to where it belongs.
John gets home, he's getting his gun.
No, John, you're not going to.
If it's between me and the lion.
Yeah, what if he has to go get his cookies or whatever he does on the way home?
That's my route to the bagel shop.
well, you missed this morning's pass, but what do you do at night when you drive home? Maybe it's still hanging out there.
Wow, so it was running around the country club? Because I mentioned the mountains.
I mean, people kept spotting it, and I guess it moved on, so it was sighted in different areas.
Because the country club's in flatland L.A. There's no woods around near the country club.
Well, it says here it was hiding amid some trees in an alleyway near the Brentwood Country Club. That's how it's described in the news
story. That's encircled by a residential area.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, if it's
They're getting closer because, you know, they're looking for food. They're coming closer to people all the time.
Well,
coyotes and mountain lions.
I've never had a meal at the country club, but I bet you the food is pretty good there. So, I mean, he's on the right track.
Oh, it's true.
You know,
maybe he just likes to golf.
If he wants a high-end meal,
fancy,
you could probably do worse than the Brentwood Country Club.
And I don't know if I imagined this. Was it an earthquake or a dream? But I woke up at 4 a.m. to a little jolting, and I can't find the story anywhere, so I'm thinking I dreamt it.
Ken, see, you're concerned, too, that we're going to have a big one.
No, maybe if it is a dream.
Did you just have your own personal tremor there?
I was going to say, maybe it was so small it hasn't even gotten a... Because I've been, you know, Google searching, and I can't find anything for my area for an earthquake this morning. And I know it was 4 a.m. because I always look at the clock.
Do you ever get those weird, leg jumps at night? That's happened to me.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, restless leg syndrome?
My whole body, my legs specifically, will just jump and kick and wake me up. Usually,
I know people actually have RLS. It's a real thing. Where they can't, their legs just keep shaking or moving or...
No, this is like a one-time kick, and it's usually connected to a dream.
Oh, yeah, no, I've had that. You're right, a one-time kick, yes. That's right, sometimes when I'm in the middle of a dream and I get really worked up, I do kind of move in the bed, I shake or I jump or...
You kick around at night?
No, I don't, but I have exactly what you just described, maybe once every few months. It scares me.
Well, you get violent?
No, I don't get violent. I just, my leg shakes. And then it's almost like you feel like you're falling. It's a weird sensation. Very strange.
No, I'm always kicking somebody.
That's how real dreams are. They can almost make your body believe that you're in the moment.
Yes.
So you get a reaction and you wake up and you just start shaking or jumping or moving around.
Do you know I ran into a COVID scold today?
About what?
I ordered online to pick up the cheeseburger.
Wow. Okay.
I show up at the
like
counter.
Any other day?
Like any other day. And I rotate different places.
Oh, yeah, sometimes you just drive through and get something.
Right.
But yes,
this was
sometimes
a walk-up.
You order online.
Right? I ordered online on the way in. I get to the counter, and I wanted to pay separately for a soda because you can't buy the soda online. I don't know why. So there's nobody at the counter. I reach, and I grab a cup, an empty cup.
Oh.
And it was a large cup, and I wanted a medium. So I put the large cup back.
Oh, no. You can't do that.
And
now we know the scolding
and
from
this,
Miss Gloves Woman.
If I saw you do that and I was next in line, I would bypass that cup.
I did that yesterday at a store too. It wasn't a soda cup; it was a little container
to get
some.
Scolded?
From he's gonna laugh at me, Deborah Marco. It was like a salad bar I was at.
Good for you.
And I picked up the first container and I didn't want it, so I put it back and took another one. Someone could have scolded me just like they scolded John.
No, right? No, so this employee, she starts waddling up at high speed, got a real squeaky voice. It's like, no, you can't, you touch that cup. You can't put it back. COVID, you know, people are going to get sick.
That's not
people
how it's
gonna,
transmitted.
I
learned this like months in. It's not a surface thing. It's your air.
It's like,
molecules.
Oh my God, there's a COVID scold still on the loose. Somebody's going to get sick.
Did she make you pay for the extra cup because it's unusable?
No, she took it and very theatrically threw it out.
I love it.
Ken, you got to stay away from those salad bars. Chris Little found a cricket in his salad the other day from Whole Foods.
Oh, is that, are they serving that
That's
now?
That's not a reason to stay away from a salad bar.
Oh, sure it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's a ridiculous overstatement.
That can happen in John's cheeseburger.
No,
there could be some bug in there.
Salad bars are filled with spiders.
Plus, it shows it's fresh. It's still from the fields. The crickets
cricket.
Are chasing
oh,
after it.
Jeez.
Come on.
Yeah, so...
nice shot at Whole Foods,
yeah,
too. It's a good place.
I'm now going to boycott that burger place for a month.
A month?
I would, yes.
For 30 days.
Yeah, that was harsh and over the top.
That's obnoxious.
The jury has decided, even if Deborah Mark objects, it's 2-1.
Well, you know, I just wouldn't want
to... This appeals court has decided, John.
I never said that I didn't do that before.
I'm a regular...
Let's be clear here. But if I saw you do it, I wouldn't want to touch the same cup that you
touched. And it starts with something that really drives me crazy when I go into places like John did. Nobody serves you. You just stand
right,
there.
Exactly.
When I go in a place like that, I sometimes say, I'm never coming back here because they cannot manage this place properly. And they don't give a crap about people. Sometimes I go into a place and I want to buy in person, but they stay on the phone or they stay online. They just ignore you.
Oh, God,
you don't care about in-person people, I'll leave.
No, I do that, too.
I called the manager the other day. I was at a restaurant and I went in I was waiting and waiting. And I looked at the guy, and then he's just talking to somebody. I said, can you help me so I can order?
You sure you're not too small to see over the counter?
No, he saw me. So I walked out, and then I called the manager, and I said, you just lost a customer. And I explained it. She's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Really, that's it?
Oh,
you should be really mad at your employee.
No, they don't care. There's no one who cares at all about the place they work at. Nobody.
It's tough to find help these days, Deborah. They probably don't. They're afraid their employees will quit.
Oh, I know.
Especially in the service area.
It's
food.
Terrible. Every restaurant I go to, almost every
Well, they've
restaurant.
All been hired a week ago, and they're going to quit in another week. So there's that no loyalty. There's no sense of commitment to the place.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Why?
No customer service at all.
Hmm. Funny story. Oh, I found it funny. John, I don't know if you looked at the headlines. The New York Post got hacked. Not really. It was actually one of their own employees who went rogue. And for a short time early today on the internet, as well as the website, or social media, I should say, and the website, they were posting phony headlines with the New York Post banner. They look real. Did you see this in the pile?
Yes, I did.
We can't read all of them because they're terrible. How John would say, they're unspeakable. But one was, holy mackerel, I mean, it looks very real, everything about it when you see the picture, the screenshot. We Must Assassinate AOC for America by Ben Shapiro. Now, Ben Shapiro is a real person, if you don't know it. He's like a conservative commentator, writer, speaker. They put that up there at 9:09 a.m. Eastern Time this morning.
That was his opinion column?
I guess. It says news. It doesn't say opinion. Oh. Then there's a terrible one attributed to the man running for governor of New York, Lee Zeldin, the Republican nominee, and it's got his picture side by side with the New York City mayor, Eric Adams, and it's a racist headline about Eric Adams.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is a New York Post employee?
Employee who went rogue. They have since been fired, rogue. According to the newspaper. Yes. They went rogue was the term.
Jeez.
Another headline attributed to Lee Zeldin, the candidate. I will sexually assault and batter his opponent, Kathy Hochul. And I can't read the last two words because it's really nasty.
Yeah.
It is unspeakable.
At least on the radio, it's unspeakable. Yeah.
Oh, this is really wild.
So he was going after everybody. This wasn't a partisan attack.
It looked like he was going after more liberal people, with conservative people being the attackers. Is that how I would read this? Maybe.
I guess you're right, because he had Lee Zeldin going after Adams and Hochul.
Yeah, he threw Governor Abbott from Texas in there. I will order Border Patrol to start slaughtering illegals. That was the quote from Governor Greg Abbott of Texas.
Is that what Abbott said?
Ooh. No, that's...
Oh, that's harsh for governor.
I'll repeat, these were made up.
Oh, okay.
They were able to take these down, but people took screenshots. That's why it's all over the place today.
No, I read them all this morning, and I thought they were real. It's like, all right.
You did not. All right, when we come back, money. It's still going on. The inflation bonus, cash money. You just need the keyword for a chance at it. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, making news this afternoon, the Santa Fe, New Mexico Sheriff's Office has completed its investigation into the shooting on the movie set of the film Rust that left the cinematographer Halyna Hutchins dead. Criminal charges against those involved, including Alec Baldwin, may be imminent. The DA is Mary Carmack Altwies, and she received the sheriff's investigative report on the Rust movie set incident. So we don't know whether or not it recommends charges against anybody in there, but there's a lot of speculation that very possibly, and they are now going to begin a review of the information and evidence to decide whether or not to bring charges against anybody concerned. And of course, Alec Baldwin fired the gun, even though he says he didn't. But that's what happened.
Of course. He might be going to prison.
Self-driving car.
Yeah. Right? A self-shooting gun.
That's right.
You know what I like is when he was trying to sell that nonsense, there was some Hollywood gun expert who says
it could happen. Yeah.
No, he said it's impossible.
Oh, I thought there was another one I read that said it is possible. Oh, I don't think it was a gun expert, but I read some other.
Well, the guy that Baldwin pays to be the expert, he'll say it could happen.
Right.
And the real guy is saying, because guns don't go off on their own. You have to pull the trigger.
An FBI forensic report released in August concluded the firearm could not have gone off unless someone pulled the trigger. Mm. So, and I think that took care of that defense.
There's no mystery here. It's how culpable do you want to make him? Do you want to say it was an accident, or do you want to say it's negligent homicide?
So you think it'll be...
Well, I think it's...
Definite charges. It'll just be whether it's on the lower end or the higher end.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be charges, but there should be. There should be something, right? I mean, someone's dead. When someone's dead, and they're dead because someone else did something they shouldn't have done, he pulled the trigger. What's he doing pulling the trigger with people in front of him? Now, that's not an intentional, first-degree murder type of crime. Certainly, it's not even a crime of passion, and that's where you get into, involuntary manslaughter or negligent homicide.
And
or
what about the person that loaded the gun, right, with that prop woman? Remember that woman that was pretty new to the business because her father worked in it, so she got a job? And
she created the hazard, yeah.
She was the one that was supposed to make sure the guns were not loaded. But
that's a crime, too. When you have special jobs like that one, you have special responsibility. And if you don't fulfill it, there should be criminal charges because her irresponsibility caused the death.
Now,
so I'm voting guilty.
Oh, everybody?
Yeah, everybody's guilty.
Everybody involved in the movie.
No, I mean, just how badly do you want to see Baldwin bent over and sent to prison?
Now, back on January 13th of this year, this is the horrors of the homeless in L.A. We spent a lot of time talking about the stabbing death of a young woman named Brianna Kupfer. She was working at Croft House Furniture Store on La Brea Boulevard, and she was by herself. It was the afternoon that day, and a vagrant by the name of Sean Laval Smith, this is the accusation, came in, and apparently he scoped out the place, and I think, as I recall, he left but came back again.
Yes.
She texted a friend telling her friend that she was quite nervous by this man, and then he came back in and stabbed her multiple times to death. The development today is that the defendant, the vagrant, has been found competent to stand trial, because that's the first phase of this, and you never want to hear that, oh, well, you know, he's mentally ill and we really can't stand trial right now, if ever. May have to go to just a mental hospital and then they'll be released in a few years because, what, they're cured. That's usually the path that sometimes this takes. So at least it looks like that avenue has been blocked by this decision.
The murder was quite brutal. Somebody who is very knowledgeable about the evidence told me that it was an extremely vicious attack, far worse than has ever been communicated by the media. And I don't know if the police asked them to play it down or just out of some sense of decorum, but this girl was really brutalized by this lunatic.
I think some of the tabloids earlier this year, or a few months ago, because the coroner's report came out, remember, and it was bad.
See, this is one of those things. If people knew the details or if there was video of the killing, everybody would want this guy put to death in a week. And it's just that the way the news media waters down the viciousness of these crimes, and unfortunately they think they're protecting the audience. What you're doing is protecting the criminals, because the public never quite gets to exactly what happened. And so they're not quite as enraged as they ought to be.
I remember this was another person who came from another state and had a criminal record before he got it, made his way to L.A. If I recall, it was somewhere in the Carolinas. He was involved with some crimes.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you do not do... Oh, yeah, he was indicted in South Carolina in early 2020 for a car-to-car road rage shooting. He was released on bail while awaiting trial.
He's one of the thousands of psychotics on the loose who commit most of the worst crimes. It's the same guys over and over again.
Right.
And it's not that hard to identify these guys, and it's not that hard to lock them up forever.
Court and jail records detailed more than a dozen other arrests prior to the road rage incident, which was November of 2019. He fired a flare gun at another motorist whose toddler was in the back seat of the targeted car. So I don't have the details on the dozen other arrests of this man, but this is what happens.
And a side note on this case, the prosecutor, John McKinney, he's been very vocal criticizing George Gascon, and McKinney was one of those reassigned suddenly a few weeks back, and so he's off this case. And he was worried that because he got moved off the case, that it might
prominent he became. He was going to actually run in the recall to replace Gascon. He had announced that already. That would make him a prime target of revenge by Gascon.
Yeah.
And that's not over. They may still win a crazy court decision to get the signatures.
We will go after Gascon for the rest of his days.
Yeah, we got to wait till 24 for him to be up for a vote, but...
You have to constantly chase evil.
That'll be a fun year. It'll be Gascon on the ballot and probably Kevin DeLeon, right?
Yeah.
See if they survive. What's the over-under that they'll actually be around to be on the ballot in the year 2024?
I think they'll both be on the ballot.
You actually think they both? I think Kevin DeLeon won't be. I think he's going to come up with some other avenue.
All right.
But, yeah, definitely Gascon will, because he believes he's doing the right thing. All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. You know, speaking of that, somebody said, let me just check here, that the voter guide wasn't working again.
What?
This is it.
All right. Now. No,
there it is. Okay. It's there. It's working. Okay. Some guy sent a screenshot where he'd gotten a message. Maybe sometimes it glitches, but I just clicked it, and it's on the front page of the Johnny Ken page.
That's happened twice now this week.
Yeah, well, it was just one listener. Yesterday, it was not on the front page. That's what got me annoyed. It belongs there until we're done voting. And we may not be done voting until the end of the year, because that's how it works now. Elections last months, right? People need time.
And it's
they don't want to be disenfranchised.
It'll be the end of the year before they finish counting the votes, too.
Oh, that could be the case in some of these. Maybe the mayor's race here. It's possible. Boy, I expect the same thing to happen in June. That election night, Caruso is going to be looking pretty good. And then days and days later, there goes Karen Bass right past him as we count the mail-in vote from far and wide in L.A. The Moist line is tomorrow already. Are we ready for that, everybody? All right. Maybe you want to say something about Deborah Mark on the Moist line. We don't know. It happens.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
yes.
not enough is said.
No.
No.
Bring it on.
And people constantly bring up that story with you and the dog that was...
I know. And you know what? Today, there was a little puppy walking around the street. And I saw the owner, too. And the owner obviously drove off and didn't realize the dog was there. And so I was knocking on the door. And they wouldn't let me in. They have that Ring camera. So I know they see me. So I got very angry. So I pushed this kind of patio door in. And so I let the dog go in and I closed it. And then I heard them opening the door. So I kind of got angry. And I said to the Ring camera, "You guys are the rudest people on the block."
Wow.
Yeah.
Basically, you had quite a day.
I did.
You pushed open a neighbor's door?
It was a patio kind of door. Okay, sorry. An outdoor patio
door. Right, but it's their door.
It's like a front door. It's a door. It's
well, not she wanted to get the dog
the
back
dog
in.
The dog was shaking. The dog was scared. And we have so many coyotes in our yard. And what am I going to do? Wait for the guy until he comes back? No.
That's trespassing.
I don't care. I did it. So.
Wow. And then you yelled at a manager today.
No, that was a couple of weeks ago.
I see.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was all today.
No, wow. No. So that's how my day started off this morning when I said, because I've done this. This guy lets his dogs just roam around. It's the craziest thing.
Well, that was the way it was in the old days. Our dog just roamed around the neighborhood. This is a long time ago, but you can't really do
before
this.
There was dog nappers.
Well, not even dog nappers. There's coyotes.
They get run over. And there's coyotes and yeah. Yeah, I told you I lost a dog to a bus because that happened. So, you know, got run over. That can happen.
I don't know. You're barging into people's homes now.
I didn't go in the home.
Seems a little much.
I didn't go in the home.
The Moist line is 1-877-MOIST-86.
I think that's a misdemeanor.
664-7886. She's on a roll today.
I am. I'm annoyed.
I feel like one of us is going to get slugged before the afternoon.
Yeah, John,
over.
Don't be coming in here today. Unless you have something nice to say.
We'll be spending some time in the 3 o'clock hour. It might be the whole hour because there's a lot to it. LA Magazine did an exit interview with Mayor Yoga Pants. Some of it's hard to believe. He is a chronic liar. He really is.
Yeah,
you can see it in the words in the article. He tries to shapeshift everything that has happened during his time.
He really is one of the most dishonest.
He is. And he's one of these guys that with his very gentle style and his big words, he seems like, you know, believable, but he's just not.
And I
kind of agree with you. Something's going to happen. Some big breakdown.
Yeah. He's
maybe because he doesn't get
much.
This ambassadorship. Yeah. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, I think there's a lot in his private life too, that he bottles up.
He's continued to deny that he witnessed anything that his horrific top staffer, Rick Jacobs, did sexually harassing all the people around him. And there's more to it than that we have to get into. I thought about the tongue bath desk. It starts out a tongue bath, but the interview by the end, I am going to say no. I don't know if you read the whole thing, John.
I did, yes. It was tongue bathy early on.
Early on it was. Yeah. He let him just relax and talk about, you know.
He got this writer, Mare Roshan.
If it's a man or a woman.
It's a man. I looked it up. He had a nice wet spongy tongue out for Garcetti.
Well, one of his, because he's asked about what do you think your legacy will be. One of his legacy is certainly the tremendous explosion in the homeless population. We're going to play you this story from Fox 11 reporter Phil Schumann because it's an unusual homeless situation. At the center of this is a person who goes by the letter Q. And he apparently has built himself a home on wheels, and he rolls it around in Hollywood. Here we go.
It's a solid, well-built wooden structure, propped up by metal carts and car batteries. A power cord unplugged trails down the sidewalk, which is piled high with assorted power tools and electronics. Reaction? Mixed. What do you think of that?
I don't like it. It's not good. It's bad.
It is a little out there, but he is safe and he doesn't have to worry about someone burning his tent down.
I don't even know, like, why or how or, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy, to say the least.
Is this okay?
It's not okay that it's gotten to this point. The fact that he's here, I don't see an issue with it.
Anybody home?
After I called the city and the LAPD to see what, if anything, is being done to help or clean up, police did come and talk to the man. They've been here before. They described him as young, healthy. They offered to connect him with services. He declined. They left. Summing up the municipal code, the only enforcement is if a person is blocking the sidewalk or an active driveway or business. City Councilman Mitch O'Farrell says he hopes this can be resolved with what are called Care Plus teams, which pair comprehensive outreach with sanitation and cleaning services needed to make the public right-of-way safe and accessible. Meantime, across the street, where Jamila Ali and Ranch Shaw run City Vibes Coffee, compassion is still on the menu.
He hasn't, like, bothered anyone, and honestly, I'm glad that it's right there because I honestly feel safer with him there. For what? Some reason, I don't know why, it's just he feels like...
Who are these
It feels
people?
Like he's, like, he knows what he's doing, and he's not here to, like, hurt anyone.
Unfortunately, they have to make us a little bit uncomfortable for them to be comfortable, and I think that's just, like, the problem in L.A. No one realizes how much of a burden it can do to, like, our mentality and just the way we carry ourselves.
Q tells me he's from Kansas City. He's been in L.A. for about 3 years, been here for a few months. He says he's self-employed. He fixes bikes. He wants to be a mechanical engineer and that he is an Army veteran. Saturday, Alex and Marla, the city tells me they're planning to clean this all up as part of this Care Plus program that's had great success here in Hollywood. If you've been to the underpass and Gower on the 101 freeway, all cleaned up. So it's going to be interesting to see what, if anything, happens to this man. As I mentioned, he's perfectly happy being here, and most of the people around here are happy to have him.
If you see it, I mean, this is radio, Fox 11. You can look at the structure. He actually has like a little planter box out front. Like, is it home? And
it looks like a real miniature house.
It does look like a, And he has a plant hanging from the side, and he has like curtains at the doorway there. But it is a wooden box, and it's on wheels, so he says that he can move it around if he has to.
Give him a spot in some homeless encampment, you know, out in the open spaces somewhere, and he can live in that. And that could be like a little cabin that he that'll be his new residence. But you can't put it on a city sidewalk. You know what? It's infuriating. First thing I thought of.
What?
If anybody's ever done any construction on their own property, the permits that you have to get.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The red
tape, will cite you,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I built one of those on my front yard, a neighbor would call into the city, and next thing I know, there'd be some inspector issuing fines and demanding that we comply with all the regulations and all the permits.
Because it's such a wide sidewalk, he's not exactly blocking it. You can walk around it kind of easily. But this story says he has till today to move it.
Right. But if you let one in, there's going to be 100 of those. And then everything will be blocked. And then they'll start building them on the streets.
You think the vagrants are industrious enough to build something like this? Or
they'll build whatever they want to build. Just because this looks good doesn't mean you won't have vagrants making all kinds of makeshift structures. Of course you will. But it's the broken windows thing.
It is.
One structure be built, then you're going to get other structures. And even if they're you know, ugly and makeshift and not as neat and well done as this one, now you're just arguing taste. But you've set the precedent that people can live in structures on the sidewalk.
Right. They can build anything they want anywhere they want because, housing's too expensive, I'll make my own home.
And you listen to those Hollywood dodos in the coffee shop, and that's the attitude that's destroying the city.
Well, I feel safer with him there.
I feel safer with him in there. And you know, they're incoherent when they talk. And I get these. Those are like grown men and women. Those are adults talking, and they sound like they're 12 years old.
Phil wanted to stick his head inside there, but the man politely declined, saying it wasn't cleaned up. They wanted to go inside with their
camera.
You know,
what's overlooked here, he's an insane person who happens to know how to build a house. But if he's being treated as ingenuitive. He's insane. Otherwise, he would be working, constructing, and designing real houses. Right? I mean...
Yeah, he seems to have enough skills. Right.
He's got skills. He should have a real job, and he could build his own home. But he's building a home on the street. That's the sign of a serious mental illness. But, of course, the thing that's most important is the one thing that's not discussed by all the people standing around in the coffee shop. Nobody says the obvious. It's like, wow, he's got some talent building, but he must be really crazy.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Newsom tried to make a show of himself today, showing up in Orange County to open up a new hub for the homeless, a new command center. He loves things like that, a command center, a unified command center, where North Orange County officials and service providers will collaborate on addressing some of the biggest challenges in the region and the state. It's always words. They gave it a name, the Hope Center.
It's a room.
It's an office or something, right?
Right. It's going to have a table and chairs, and people are going to sit.
Where they spend more money on people to sit there at desks and coordinate.
Yeah, coordinate, right.
Coordinate in our unified command center.
Yeah.
This way we can move people into housing. Yeah, right. Good luck.
Like he's commanding the Ukrainian army.
And you know what? The media shows up for this PR BS.
Why is that? Why do they show up for
because
that?
Because it's the governor, and he's having a media event, and we got a press release, a news alert, in fact.
They're so lazy. I swear, media people, reporters, editors, the assignment editors, they're so lazy. It's incredible the crap that they pass along as news, and it all comes from all these political offices send out the governor's schedule or the mayor's schedule and all these prepackaged phony baloney events. Everybody dutifully shows up and go, yes, I'm covering the news today. Look, this is very important.
Like when Newsom painted over graffiti there on the freeway.
Yeah. And it's covered all over the place.
Roll up my sleeves. I'm going to help clean up.
Like he just beached himself at Normandy. I don't understand.
Right, coming up after the news at 3 o'clock, you got to hear this. L.A. Magazine sat down with Mayor Yoga Pants, Eric Garcetti, what they're calling an exit interview. Garcetti's last laugh. And I don't really know what that means.
But I don't get that. Because it's this photo on the cover with his mouth wide open. He's laughing. Yeah. And what's
Why,
the
because
last
Because he left the place a mess?
The city's disgusting, and it's his fault. And there's nobody else to blame but him.
It's like Gotham, and he's Joker, who just wants chaos. Well, then he can laugh. He succeeded.
Maybe that was the evil laugh. Look what I've done.
I did exactly what I wanted to do. I've left the city in complete garbage and chaos.
This writer really buried his head deep inside.
He did at the beginning. I thought by the end, at least he was asking the right questions about, he even asked him, do you still see Rick Jacobs? And if you see him, how come you're not talking to him about the case? And anyway. We'll get into all this after the news at 3 o'clock because we do want to play a piece of audio from 2020 because it comes up in this interview. Remember when Garcetti was at the first AME church during the summer of 2020 with all the defund the police talk and the killers that we are? Yeah.
Yeah.
That quote?
Yeah, he called the police killers, and now he's been trying to worm his way out of that quote.
Yeah, it really got the union worked up against him. So.
Well, he was taking a knee with the protesters. It's like some weird religious ritual.
Yeah, I know. Now it's happened. It's happening. It's happening like every few days. Climate activists are going to museums in Europe and trying to deface art in the name of calling attention to climate change. I'm not sure what these things have to do with the other. Nothing. The latest is a guy that went to a Dutch museum It's the iconic painting girl with a pearl earring. And he tried to pour a can of what appeared to be some kind of liquid and glue his head to the artwork. This was in The Hague.
This was another artwork covered by glass, so there's no real damage being done. It's like the phony soup story a couple of weeks ago. These paintings aren't left exposed.
No, they're not, right.
Right, so you have somebody trying to glue his head to a glass panel.
At least I got a clue from some of what he shouted to onlookers. How do you feel when you see something beautiful and priceless being apparently destroyed before your very eyes? Do you feel outrage? Good. Where is that feeling when you see the planet being destroyed before our very eyes? So that is now the analogy.
Here's his problem. The planet is not being destroyed. Nobody sees it being destroyed. So that's why there's no outrage. In his fever dream, it's being destroyed. But, you know, he needs to be on medication. Planet is not being destroyed. We are using the planet in a very limited way in order to stay alive. And the only alternative is we all die. So I assume that's what people want. It's like, Stacey Abrams the other day said that, if you don't have children, if you abort your children, then you don't have to worry about inflation. And that's what underlies all these radical thinkers. It's like, we shouldn't exist. You shouldn't have children. You should kill your fetuses. And then you're not going to have climate change, global warming. You're not going to have inflation. All the modern ills are going to be gone once we're all dead.
Oh, so, wow. This crowd now is not just overthrow and cause chaos. They just want humans to disappear.
They don't think we should exist.
But they exist. So they don't think they should exist.
Probably. They think they should not exist either.
But one of them was wearing Just Stop Oil. Well, I guess that's the big problem, is the fossil fuels.
That's really so boring to listen to every day. Okay, we'll stop oil. Okay. Right. Let's stop living. Without oil, without fossil fuels, we're all in extreme poverty. It's the single thing that brought billions of people out of poverty. If you have extreme poverty, then people die early. So, again, it goes back to, please stop existing. Please all kill yourself. Oil is necessary for the modern world to exist and for people to live and live in humane circumstances.
And again, the painting was protected by glass, so this really had no impact on the artwork.
Stop sending reporters. Send a team of mental health experts and take them away. No cameras, no writers.
All right, when we come back, Eric Garcetti's exit interview with LA Magazine is full of some real eye-popping declarations.
Yep.
We'll get to that. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm getting a towel to mop up the slobber. John and Ken, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. /iHeart.